The construction of a quantum neural network could revolutionize our understanding of the brain and intelligence overall. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Berman, professor of physics at Wichita State University, analyzes quantum artificial intelligence.
What is intelligence? What is consciousness? Is the mind separate from the brain? Where is the self or the soul? Some of our deepest questions involve an understanding of the brain. We can attack these questions by conventional methods to try to figure out how our own brains work, or we can approach from the other side to try to build something that can mimic our brains, not just to compute, but to think. This is the goal of my research. I'm trying to build a quantum neural network. Why quantum? It is not known whether or not our brains actually are quantum computers, but a computer that uses the quantum mechanical nature of reality would be both much faster and much more powerful than any classical computer could be. For example, it is possible for a system to be in two mutually exclusive states simultaneously, not either on or off, and we don't know which, but both on and off at the same time. This is one of the reasons quantum computing is of such interest, that each different state can be doing a computation, so that two, or eventually millions, of computations are done at once. Why neural network? Well, it turns out to be very difficult to design algorithms that exploit the potential power of quantum computing. If instead we build a neural network, it can learn in much the same way that we ourselves learn, not by following a series of logical instructions, but by experience. Instead of a very complicated central processing unit, as in your laptop, we have a very large number of very simple processors, neurons, that are multiply interconnected. This bypasses the problem of algorithm construction because the network learns how to do it. Perhaps, in time, even creativity and consciousness.
That was Elizabeth Berman of Wichita State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.